It's our COVIDversary. It's our COVIDversary. It's our COVIDversary. Yay.
I'm glad I didn't join in because I was all the way off. I was like, I knew it was anniversary, but I didn't know you were going to remix it.
Welcome back.
Oh my God.
To another episode of Six Feet Forever.
Forever, ever.
I'm Shantae.
I'm Ebony.
What's up?
I guess we've been in the house for a whole year.
A year.
A year.
Or what is it like? I think LA shut down like the 17th, but by the time this, you know, we do the next episode, it's already going to be coming past.
So. And if you're not in LA, we want you to understand what we mean when we say LA has been shut down for a year. We have not eaten inside of a restaurant in a year.
We've not been to an amusement park. We've not been on the inside of a bar for more than
I haven't people watched.
People watched what?
Bumping shoulders in tight spaces. Yeah. I haven't seen any influencers taking photos on the streets.
We haven't been inside of a movie theater.
It's been a year.
A proper year. Yeah, it's
And even the film industry is just now coming back.
And it ain't the same. Let me tell you something for real.
Everything's forever shifted.
Shit is stressful.
It's a whole year.
I'm feeling it. I'll say that.
Yeah? In what way?
Well, for the sake of being transparent and you being able to, like, you know, for other people to relate and whatnot, I think I'm clawing myself out of some sort of depression. Mm-hmm. I'm hanging on for dear life. I don't know what's wrong with me. Mm-hmm. I tried to, like, diagnose myself. I probably need to speak to my therapist. But what I was thinking earlier, I was like, you know, from being so busy, being a person that's just like always trying to do something, always, you know, trying to be gone somewhere or whatever. Yeah. And then we've had to, you know, sit the fuck down and for so long. And now I'm like, I don't even know how to go about being productive anymore. Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing with myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know which direction to go. I feel very directionless.
Okay.
And so I feel unproductive, but I also feel like I'm procrastinating, but I don't know how to not. Mm-hmm. It's fucking me up. And I'm like, this can't be my life.
Yeah.
So trying to come out of it. Yeah. Give yourselves some credit for the things that you've accomplished during this, especially if you've been working this whole fucking time.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, you know, how you feel is how you feel, and try to help yourself the best you can. But I don't know what the solution is. That's what I'm saying. I probably need to talk to somebody because I don't know how to get back to where I feel like I want and or need to be. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
I feel that. And it's having known you as long as I have known you, that is actually frightening to hear you say that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because you're such a sociable person and out and outgoing and whatnot. To hear you say that, sad.
Ebony's face.
No, it was really sad. And I'm so glad that you can recognize it.
Right.
And then, you know, also maybe take steps to sorting it out and actually getting a diagnosis. But yeah, guys, we're having real conversations right now. This is real. And that took me back. I think maybe we should also probably have a conversation off of camera. But
Ebony's blown right now.
That's my girl. And sorry. I'm like, oh, shit.
It's okay. Just happening in real time.
No, it's real. And
Well, I mean, how are you feeling about it? Are you like, you know, are you feeling like you have more of a grasp of shit or, you know, what's going on with you?
Yeah, I feel like when a year ago today, I was in definitely a depression then. Mm-hmm. And even months into quarantine, COVID at home lifestyle, I was. And now I feel very good.
Oh, good.
Very good. I mean, besides the weather, up and down weather days, and I really love the sun. But
yeah, can we talk about how, like, the storm of the century? It just was hailing out here.
It really was.
In Los Angeles. It was, did you post that thing?
I did.
Yes.
I walked outside to go get myself some sushi and some miso soup, because that's what you have on a rainy day in LA. And I was talking to myself on my phone, and I was saying, you know, Frank Ocean, you lied. It does rain in Southern California. And as I, in that thought and in actually saying it, hail started to just like attack me. And
please watch it. It was on your story.
Yeah.
It'll
probably
funny.
Disappear by then. But
I'm going to need you to say that in your highlights, because that's a good one. I was weak.
It shook me. So yeah, hail is here, and now it's fucking sunny,
beaming through the windows.
What? But yeah, what were we saying? It's raining. It's beaming. We in here.
Yeah,
y'all take care of yourselves, man.
Truly.
Oh my God, it's been a year.
I mean, and the good news is, it seems like we're coming. I can't even say that. I was going to say we're coming out of it, but people are beginning to get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Although there is this threat of these COVID mutations that supposedly the vaccine is not going to protect you from, essentially. Mm-hmm. So just continue to be careful and protect yourselves the best you can. Texas, who we'll talk about later.
I mean, Texas, Tennessee. There's another one. Mm-hmm.
Was it Mississippi?
Yeah, but there's another one. I think it was Arkansas.
Oh, that one sounds correct.
Lifted their restrictions on bands and 100% capacity in restaurants and whatnot.
Just be careful, you know. Do what you can despite your circumstances, because sure, motherfuckers out here acting like it's over and it's not.
I know,
certainly not.
I will speak to feeling like you have to be busy to feel like you are accomplishing things. I think we've got this warped capitalistic driven society where it's like we feel as though if we aren't constantly working toward a dollar bill, then we are somehow invaluable and whatnot. And I think if anything, I think we should take the time to really just sit with ourselves. And I think we can really, really think about the things that truly bring us joy.
Yeah.
Because I can't even say being as busy as we were in the past brought me joy.
No, I don't want to go back to that.
I know.
I will agree with that.
I know. So it's a new curve, and we are just learning it. And I don't equate sitting down and, you know, taking 3 mental health days for the week as being lazy. I used to, and now I've definitely turned that around and said, you know what? A bitch like me who worked 3 jobs up until
insane.
I was on show still working my side jobs. Yeah. I'm just going to sit and I'm going to learn myself. And I just, so much time has passed. I've been in LA for so long and so much time has passed that I really feel like I didn't even really get to know myself and just sit in who I am mm-hmm. right now.
Well, and that's the thing too about being here and doing something like this in this type of career where it's like you don't necessarily have the luxury of even feeling the time pass. Mm-hmm. You, again, I think I've said this before, you look up and it's like 5 years have passed and you're like, shit, son,
baby.
What's the month? Baby. What year are we in? It's crazy. And mm-hmm. so I think that could be part of what's wrong with me is uh-huh. that I'm not used to recognizing the passage of time in this way. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it just kind of, I guess I'm thinking too ahead and like, it's like, okay, well, what comes after this? Like when shit gets back to normal, mm-hmm. have I accomplished enough? Am I going to be in a position where like I can continue to provide for myself and do all of these things now that this shit is over? And it's kind of overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And so I just sort of feel scrambled. Like I'm like grasping onto so many things, but I don't know which one to pick. And I don't know, should I stay on what I'm doing now or should I do something different? And I think a lot of people are experiencing that because mm-hmm. everything's been upended for mm-hmm. a lot of folks. So a year, I definitely agree with what you're saying. It's really a gift to be able to just sit with yourself and learn yourself and take time that you never had before.
I'll say I've had a grip on my life. I've just had just like grip of every move I've made was very calculated. Mm. And I am just going with the flow right now. And
just blowing in the breeze.
My mom always used to say, take it one day at a time. And I think I'm really fully grasping what that means. Mm-hmm. I'm happy for it.
Take it moments at a time if you really have to. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a day is too much to think about. Mm-hmm. If you got to do moment to moment, you know, hour mm-hmm. to hour, minute to minute, do that. Mm-hmm. It's a lot that we've been through. It's a lot.
There are a whole bunch of mental health sites that I want to just go ahead and shout out right now. Mm-hmm. There's betterhealth.com. Mm-hmm. There's
Talkspace.
Talkspace. I know our audience is predominantly people of color, so I'm looking for one that mental health for.
I know, again, we talked about it, I think, a couple weeks ago, but there's one, if you live in LA, Headspace, I think, is offering some free services for Los Angeles residents.
Okay. There's also theconversation.com and NAMI.org is a National Alliance on Mental Illness, and they have a list of sites that you can go to seek assistance and whatnot. And guys, there's so much financial assistance out there in terms of paying for this, so if money is holding you back, just give it a shot and just look at some of these sites. Again, NAMI, NAMI, that's National Alliance of Mental Illness, and just check it out. And it's just worth a shot.
Oh, lastly, I'll say, I don't know if a lot of people are even aware of this, but if you are on, I don't know what it is for other states, but covered California, mm-hmm. essentially the Obamacare that, mm-hmm. that your state has. If you are in a certain tier of it, you can seek therapists and find therapists that are covered by your insurance. Okay. I think they don't really make that super known, mm-hmm. but you can. So if you're interested and you are happen to be under your state's Obamacare, whatever that is, look that up too, because it is, sometimes it is possible.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't know we were going here today, but really, you know, it was on our heart and it needed to be spoken. It needed to have been said, and I'm grateful we did. I'm glad we did.
Yeah. Happy Women's History Month.
Hey.
Yes. I thought this was hilarious. I read this earlier. Apple study affirms that women do in fact have cramps during their periods.
What?
I screamed. I said, oh, were y'all unsure? It says Apple added a period tracking to the iOS health app and launched a clinical study into women's health back in 2019. Now the Apple Women's Health Study team has some preliminary data that affirms, yes, there is an incredible variety of period symptoms suffered by menstruating women worldwide.
Oh, I would love to see. I would love to see that separated by age, physical makeup, physical build. I would love to see how.
I wonder if it is separated. This is just an article that I saw.
That's so interesting.
But the author was kind of snarky, was funny. She said, these findings probably seem ridiculously obvious to anyone who is ever regularly visited by Aunt Flo. However, they also illustrate how current medical research is woefully inadequate when it comes to women's health. Correct. Wow. Mm-hmm. So I just thought it was important. Let me see who that author was, because she was funny.
Wow.
That was Victoria Song.
Okay, Victoria.
For Gizmodo.
Thank you.
Lots of news this week, friends. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of shit going on.
Sure is.
Where should we start?
Wherever you'd like.
You sent me this, the update for the Kendrick Johnson case.
I did.
Ebony told the story, like that was like our second episode or something. And the case is reopened.
Yes, it has been.
Wild. Mm-hmm. That's very awesome.
If you're not familiar with the case, Kendrick Johnson, 17 years old, 6'1" with dreads. Mm-hmm. He was found dead, rolled up in what?
Sorry. I'm joking.
Oh.
Okay, I'm good. My fault.
Oh, did you pause it?
I was gonna, but
okay. Sorry. It's like, wow, they can see that I didn't give a fuck about you there. Your mental health, I'm worried about. No. Yes, Kendrick Johnson was found rolled up in, what was it called?
Oh, a gym mat.
Gym mat. They said that his shoe fell. Okay, so the gym mat was standing upright. They said his shoe somehow fell inside of the mat towards the bottom of the mat. So essentially it's on the ground, but he can't get to it because the gym mat is surrounding it, right? So they say that he props himself up somehow and falls inside of the mat and is stuck upside down, blood rushed to his head. Subsequently,
positional asphyxia.
Yeah, so he suffocated. I don't believe it. Mm-mm. No one does. If you look at his face, his face is swollen. It's bloody. It's obviously something has happened to his face.
Right.
Long story short, the person who they believe to be responsible is a young boy, also at the high school that he attended. His father is either FBI or a judge. Basically got the case swept under the rug. It's been, I think this happened in 2013, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, 8 years ago, it said.
The case is being reopened after lots and lots of petitions. I mean, it's only right. It's only right.
For sure.
It's the series of events make no sense. They have physical evidence. And I mean, it just doesn't seem realistic.
No. And it was so saying, so the county sheriff, so this was in Georgia, it was the Lowndes County Sheriff, Ashley Polk. I think he had came out of retirement in 2017. Mm-hmm. And in April 2019, he requested that the information that was collected during the FBI investigation be released to his department. So I think he also had a hand in saying like, okay, yes, we have all this information that the FBI quote unquote collected, because they're still saying that they can't prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he was murdered.
The older I get, the more I realize that FBI is not as efficient as I thought they were.
They're just an incredibly racist organization. I feel like part of their inception was to police black folks and to stop, you know, uprisings and whatnot. So it's all bullshit. But yeah, so this sheriff actually, which I'm so surprised, this Georgia sheriff is like, yeah, let's do it.
Open up. Okay, so good. So we'll keep you guys posted on that.
I have hope. Yeah, fingers crossed, because that would be amazing for his family to get some justice.
Sure thing.
It was All-Star Weekend this past weekend in Atlanta.
The super spreader.
I pray that everyone made it out alive with their knees intact.
Okay.
I'm sure there will be some new COVID cases as a result. Definitely some pregnancies.
Damn.
All-Star Weekend is a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that there was like some people who went out there,
there you go,
without a plan.
Yeah.
Called themselves buying a one-way ticket and then blew all their money or for whatever reason couldn't get back.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're putting like putting their Venmo up on Twitter, making GoFundMes in order to get money to go back home.
Y'all don't be traveling out of town with no backup plan.
Especially not during these times. People talking about they're sleeping in their rental cars and shit. Why did you do this?
Oh my, really?
Yeah. Mm-mm. What? A one-way ticket on Spirit is like $83. Just do it.
Do you remember how a few episodes ago I said my brain can't process stupid shit? I'm there right now. What? Why did they do this? That's so idiotic.
It's not that deep. All-Star Weekend is dangerous. It's a whirlwind. I've experienced it one time.
Where?
They came to Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
They had it in Phoenix when I lived there, and we didn't sleep. It was too much.
I bet.
But it's very fast, but it's not that fucking deep. To be risking your life and limbs and health to be there. And
I don't know who won. I don't know what happened there.
I don't even understand really what it is.
It's just,
they take players from all different teams, right?
And no, like, yeah, for sure. I just don't know who won, who was on the teams. I used to watch it when I had a life.
I heard Steph Curry dominated in
the 3-point shoot.
That's what he does. Mm-hmm. But I don't, girl, I couldn't tell you. But it sounded like it was the time. Atlanta, please. Yeah, it was fun. I'll tell you that. But tragic, apparently. Let me see. Oh, so shall we chop it up about...
Let's do it.
The Royals?
We shall.
Okay. So if you didn't see the interview with La Madame Oprah and Meghan Markle and eventually Harry...
Mm-hmm.
What would you say the main takeaways from that were? Shit was wild, okay? Tea was spilled. We all got burnt.
What I learned, vet your man. Go ahead and re-vet him. Go ahead and find out about his grandmama, his auntie, his cousins, his brother, your sister-in-law. Go ahead and vet the whole team.
Ebony was very bothered while we watched this. Okay, so we watched it together.
Mm-hmm.
She was very upset because Meghan, towards the beginning of the interview, said that she did not do any research about what happens when you become a member of the royal family. She didn't know much about the queen herself. She didn't really look up like what protocol is required after you marry into this family.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know. I actually learned the other day, I said to myself, what is their last name? You don't get a surname. You don't get a last name when you're a royal. That is literally your name, your title.
What do you mean?
So like technically the name of the household is Windsor.
Yeah.
And I think Prince Philip's actual last name was Mountbatten. And so technically they're Mountbatten Windsors, but they don't add that to their name. It's like you are
Prince Harry.
Yes. Okay. You are Prince Harry, Duke of Sussex.
Mm-hmm.
And that is your shit. You don't get a last name. That blew my mind. I sat there for probably about 20 minutes and was just staring into my computer screen. What?
You don't even, so rich, I don't even need a last name. What does Jay-Z say? Be so bitch, she don't need a whole name.
Yeah,
something
basically.
Like that.
That had to have been what he was talking about.
Amazing.
But anyway, sorry, I digress. What else was going on?
Oh, she said the royal family's racist?
I mean, I'm like, which we knew.
Is the sky blue right now?
I think everybody forgets that Great Britain colonized much of the world.
Sure.
Throughout
lots of
history.
The Caribbean.
Yep. Almost
most
entire.
Of the
yeah, most of it. That's what we're descendants of here in America. Canada. Just they were India for 400 years. They were bopping around doing atrocities. So they're racist as fuck. I think that we see the makeup of the UK and think, oh, you know, because it's so small and there's so many people from so many different places in the world.
Yeah.
They're more progressive than we are. I don't know about that.
I mean, I'm not really sure what folks expected. I mean, this is an institution that has been around for how many?
1,200, they said.
1,200
years, right?
That's insane.
It's insane.
How many generations is that? And now they've got essentially the first African-American person in the family. Mm-hmm. They don't like change. They don't want to see things change.
They don't want their line, quote unquote, muddied.
I'm just like, you really didn't vet these folks, Megan.
She didn't think about it. And I understandably, she was in love and whatnot. I don't know why Harry led her to believe that this was a safe, that this was shit was just going to be like,
I think he
normal.
Believed that. I think he believed it was going to be safe as well. And
so, yeah. Okay. So the main takeaways were really that somebody in Harry's family approached him about their worries that Archie's skin, their son Archie's skin, was going to be dark, or like what complexion was he going to
be? They thought
he
was going to look like Bernie Mac, y'all. Archie does not look nothing like that.
That's if you really don't believe they don't know shit about blackness, although having like brought enslaved black folks from Africa to the Caribbean, they don't know shit. Because how
do you look at Meghan and Harry and think,
what the fuck? It's really on some one drop rule shit. That's
for
what
sure.
they're worried about.
For sure.
And so the other takeaway was that, at one point she said that she was basically trapped in the palace for a 4-month period and had only left twice. Mm-hmm. The institution, who is apparently the ones who are responsible for all the real decisions.
For upholding all of the traditions and whatnot. I think they're the ones that really fight back against any sort of change.
So she was feeling crazy. She said she was feeling like she was going to harm herself because of all of the, you know, the tabloid fodder and all of that you're constantly put through. She was being lied on and nobody took a position to correct the lies and to protect her. Mm-hmm. So she was feeling down. She was feeling like she might take her own life. She went to them to ask assistance with mental health or whatever, and they told her it would look bad. So no. They took away their security when they decided to go to Canada. They pulled Harry's security. So now they're just about in the world where everybody knows where they are, and they had no security. Mm-hmm. They moved to LA with completely no security. Tyler Perry, of all people,
wild.
Took them in.
Wild.
For a few months. Mm-hmm. And then they bought their own place.
It noted that, I believe he said that the reason that they were able to start the production company that they are using as an investment, the startup fund, is money that his mother left him. When he was a child, when she passed away, him and his brother. So Diana's still taking care of her baby boy long after she's passed on. I do believe Diana would be very, very proud of them. I think she wouldn't be surprised at any of this, what's happening. And I think Harry also mentioned how great Meghan was at the job, similar to how his mom was really good at the job. And he believes that really was a turning point when they realized, oh, wow, we really do have someone similar to Diana in terms of like taking on the job. Opposite of Kate, in my opinion, I think Kate has kind of just fallen in line.
Right.
You know, show up, don't make a scene, blend in. Don't blend in. How can you blend in? You're a royal. And Meghan has had, prior to meeting Harry, just an extensive background in women's rights. Mm-hmm. And there's a video going around. I don't know if you saw it on Twitter. She was watching a commercial for like dish soap, Ivory soap. And the dishes says women all over the world are excited. And she wrote a letter to Procter & Gamble, whoever the CEO is of that company, and said that everyone should wash dishes and that she doesn't think that's right. And they wrote her back and they edited the commercial.
Wow.
And I mean, she did that and she was probably 13 years old. So these are things that she's passionate about. Right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I believe she came across genuine. I believe she came off. I feel like she was real silly for not vetting these folks, but I believe them to be true, and I believe every single statement that came out of their mouth. I just don't.
Yeah, it's again, it's not super surprising, but it's it's upsetting. It's upsetting to see that it's just sort of like, can we just go anywhere and live Mm-mm. normal life? Like, goddamn,
no,
it's
can't.
Really crazy.
I think that's why I'm not upset, because I'm like, this is just life. I'm not obviously not like just sit down and take it, but
no, I know what you
mean. I'm just like, we've seen this so many times. History is repeating itself, and it's frustrating. And to keep my sanity, I will just expect this of the world, and while pushing for change, and all in the same breath.
Yeah. So they didn't bring this up in the interview, but I didn't know a lot about this, to be honest. I kind of wasn't. I don't keep up with all of this. That's fair. A lot with the royal family and all that. I have a friend who does a lot. And so I kind of knew some of the details, but not much. So I didn't know all of this shit about Piers Morgan being in love with Meghan Markle.
Oh, yeah.
And like being obsessed with her. And she kind of, I don't even think she swerved him that hard. I think she just.
She didn't. If I can. Piers Morgan is married.
Oh.
Piers Morgan has been married since 2010, if I'm not mistaken.
Didn't know.
He has had this online obsession with Meghan Markle since, I'm assuming, since he started watching Suits. Fell in love with her there. On Twitter, he'll be like, hey, you know, let's meet up, da 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 da. I'm just paraphrasing, whatnot.
Yeah.
She ends up in the UK at one point while Piers is there. Mm-hmm. I guess Piers lives there. And he says, hey, can we meet up? They do. They go for a drink. I'm assuming it wasn't a fantastic drink. Because she left and went to another event where she met Prince Harry for the first time.
Mm-hmm. And that was that, folks.
Pear scared her that much that she said, let me run into this man's arms. And
I just can't imagine that their values fucking super align. Do you know what I mean? I'm sure she was like, this not about to be my life.
I'm sure.
And then also, if he's married, what is the... Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, apparently, also wasn't super clear on who Piers Morgan was. He's a British television personality.
Have you never known... He also has a show here before.
Oh, see, man. But so he's a host of Good Morning Britain. That's one of the things he's known for. And so he made comments about the interview. He's been a constant critic of this couple, which has drawn backlash from viewers and an investigation by a media watchdog. So he appeared on Good Morning Britain on Monday, calling Meghan's comments lies, saying, I'm sorry, I don't believe a word she says. I wouldn't believe her if she read me a weather report. So viewers and his own co-host condemned his actions. He tried to clarify his comments, saying he believes suicide and mental health are important issues to be treated by professionals. But then he stormed out after his co-host, Alex Beresford, gave him the fucking business.
He did.
And it was so elegant. He said, I understand that you don't like Meghan Markle. You've made that so clear a number of times on this program. I understand that you've got a personal relationship with Meghan Markle or had one and she cut you off. She's entitled to cut you off if she wants to. Has she said anything about you since she cut you off? I don't think she has, but yet you continue to trash her. To which Pierce said, I don't have to take this. You can trash me, but not on my own show. And then stormed off and then resigned.
Imagine. Okay. So that's iffy. They're saying that he was possibly fired or requested that he turn in his resignation letter. I think that's what really happened. That's post now. And he released a statement, basically another statement. I think it was yesterday or today, basically saying like, I stand by what I said. I don't believe her at all. That's Piers Morgan.
See you later, dog. I'm sure he'll resurface somewhere and like be a part of the white supremacist movement. I just feel that in my bones.
Well, there's a far right network that he's going to be a part of right now. I'm not kidding.
How did I just call that? How did I just pull that out of my asshole and it was correct? Damn. God damn. Welp. God bless to them. They seem like they're doing well. I hope that they stay together because Jesus Christ. Speaking of Meghan and Harry right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Because imagine. Oh, my God. He's had to turn in his titles and everything at this point. So it's like, if they break up, motherfucker's just out here.
I think they would restore it, in my opinion. I think they just don't like Meghan that much.
I'm not even going to put that out there. Let them just stay together and, you know, through thick and thin.
For sure.
A friendship that may never end. Okay. So switching gears a little bit. I've got so many stories. I'm like, which one should I? Okay. So it's been a year since Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gigi, and 8 other people perished in the helicopter crash. Mm-hmm. That was, well, it's been over a year now. But Vanessa Bryant, she had taken to court the officers who leaked the information and the photos and stuff like that on that day. And so a judge recently ruled in favor of Vanessa Bryant's lawsuit, stating that the deputies who shared the horrific images of the crash will have their identities revealed to the public. Mm-hmm. Now that the ruling is official, Vanessa Bryant can move forward with adding the names of the deputies along with the details from the internal affairs investigation about their conduct to an amended complaint in her civil rights lawsuit against LA County and the local sheriff's department headed by Alex Villanueva. Boom.
Wow.
Y'all fuck with the right one
on
that
really
day.
You really did.
You really did.
She had all the resources. She had every single resource with passion, with purpose. Like, what did you really think was going to happen?
Just foolish. I don't know. I can't remember either. Did she file something against TMZ?
I hope they're next.
I really hope. They were wild as hell for that.
For that? Oh my God. TMZ has been problematic from the jump. The fact that people can find out that their loved ones passed away on TMZ before extended family can find out is, to be honest, the most sickening thing that Tiger Woods, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I got into that car crash and the audio from the 911 call, the dispatcher, was up on TMZ while he was in surgery. Now, at this point, we didn't know how serious it was. We didn't know if he was going to pass away or what. We had no idea what happened, how serious the accident was, and that audio was up on TMZ while he was in surgery.
TMZ is the feds.
So if you're asking me, yes, she should go after them. Everyone should go after them. It's a dangerous sight.
How just they are the how are they first to everything? How do
money
they,
money?
I see, and I wonder if that's what she opted to do, was just like, okay, TMZ is a byproduct of this bullshit that you're willing to sell this information when something tragic like this happens so that I can be in a position to find out about the death of my husband and my daughter off of a fucking news forum. Like, I wonder if that's what she chose to do, because I didn't see anything about TMZ in here.
Well, I mean, they also have to have a host, right? A host, kind of like a host site who is harboring this information, TMZ. Mm. So she should go after them, because those deputies would not have called. I actually don't know how they got the phone call. You know what she's suing for? Mm. They took photos of Gigi and Kobe and the rest of the bodies and sent it around in their group. That's what she's suing for. She's like, that's sick.
That's sick as hell.
And so that's what she's suing them for, because that is totally against protocol.
Wow.
I think the TMZ thing is a different thing, though, for sure.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, she's getting shit done, so.
I know. Oh, well, I know she's still hurting.
I don't even know what to say. I'm in amazement of her. Too strong. Yeah. Kenneth Walker. So that Kenneth Walker, and we've spoken about him before on the podcast, was the boyfriend of Breonna Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
A judge with the Jefferson County Circuit Court in Kentucky has dismissed the charges against Kenneth Walker with prejudice. As many of you know, Kenneth was accused of shooting an officer last year when they made their way into Breonna Taylor's apartment during a raid when they ultimately killed her. As previously reported, Kenneth mentioned several times that he did not know that the officers were at the door before they made their way inside. After shooting, Kenneth was charged with assault and attempted murder after Metro Police Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly was shot in the leg. On Monday, the charges against Kenneth were dropped with prejudice. The charges against him were previously dropped last May, but without prejudice, which means they could have been refiled if new information came to light.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck these people. I just want the three of them that busted into that apartment just to be in jail and done with it.
One can hope.
But this is great news that at least this young man is not going to be punished for trying to protect him and his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. I have no arguments there.
Yeah, that's all I really can say about that. Joyful news. A win. A small win from all of this bullshit from this summer that people aren't being held accountable. This is a win.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy for that.
And at the same time, the officer responsible for George Floyd's death, they are currently choosing jurors at this very moment this week. So his trial started this week. So small wins. But their wins.
I heard their jury selection for that trial was insane.
I'm sure. How could you? We are all home, all attached to our televisions, all attached to our phones. I mean, I don't know. Unless they found someone who somehow got stuck in Cambodia, no internet connection for 6 months, but they're a U.S. citizen. That's the only way that they're going to find someone who has not been exposed to this.
Yeah. They were saying, it was asking, you know, how do you feel about Black Lives Matter? How do you feel about Blue Lives Matter? Have you seen the video? How do you feel about police brutality? Do you feel like police brutality is a thing? Mm-hmm. Or is all this stuff? I was like, God damn.
It's going to be a long jury selection.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to take forever.
I would gladly be on that jury. And I hope it's diverse as fuck.
They'll try, but we'll see.
Mm. Okay. What do you think about the COVID relief bill that is, I guess it was passed. I know that Biden has to sign.
Yes. He'll sign it on Friday is what I'm hearing. What do I think about it?
Yeah.
People are hungry. People are behind on rent. Businesses, restaurants, they need the money.
Right.
People need the money. We need this money for vaccine rollout. We need this money right now.
Immediately.
So I am for the bill.
I was reading and I wasn't sure all of what it contained or whatever, but it says
it's a lot of stuff.
Besides the fresh round of stimulus checks, which will be $1,400 and not 2000. Mm-hmm. The bill also extends emergency jobless benefits until early September instead of March 14th, which is, that's awesome. It spends huge amounts on COVID-19 vaccines, testing, and treatments, while also aiding state and local governments and schools, assisting small businesses, and providing major expansions of tax breaks and programs for lower and middle income families. Mm-hmm. And I don't know exactly the ins and outs of it, but Nancy Pelosi is proud of herself. She's talking about it's a remarkable, historic, transformative piece of legislation which goes a very long way to crush the virus and solving our economic crisis.
Really? Girl? Is that what she believes?
That's what they're going in about this. They are proud of themselves.
Oh, well, so. Shit. I didn't think it was. I think they're betting on the vaccine allowing more folks to go outside again and be able to work and to re-stimulate the economy in addition to this, because she can't seriously think that $1,400 is going to do shit for anybody.
I think it's
got to
be the ins and outs of the other shit, because she's talking about it's the impact that it's going to have on reducing poverty in America. She's so excited and she just
one
can't
thing about
it.
Nancy Pelosi, she's going to pat herself on the back, but I don't necessarily think that this is going to be some sort of transformative money that people are going to receive. I think it's...
That's why I feel like they have to be talking about something other than the money, because I'm like, what are you saying?
I think it definitely has to do with the vaccines and people being able to, again, go outside and re-stimulate the economy, buy things and spend money again. Like,
yeah.
I think that has to be it.
I'm real interested to see what happens, because I was taken aback reading that. I was like, reducing poverty in America? Have you been to America?
I don't know. We'll see.
We will. Oh, and so we touched on this earlier. Texas and these other, Tennessee, what you said, Arkansas and Mississippi are officially open. Mm-hmm. I think maybe Texas was the first one to announce this, so they're getting like all of the coverage. But it's today, actually.
What?
Today that they're opening.
Oh, shit.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is making the decision to end the state mask mandate, stressing that he still urges residents to take precautions, but Texans no longer need government running our lives.
I think he said this statement while having a mask on at a press conference.
Well, he said... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think he had this press conference and then proceeded to put his mask on and leave. It's like, if you deem this press conference a threat with just the reporters here who have to be COVID tested to be here, what are you doing to the rest of your folks? But I think they're just trying to cover up the massive failure that the power grid was
during the winter storm.
Yeah,
Jesus.
I think that's what they're covering up. It has to be.
He did say at the end of his speech, he was like, we are still urging people to continue to wear the mask. Then why do this, sir? Why do this? Dr. Fauci said quite risky.
Quite risky?
Quite risky. And you know he'd be trying to be nice.
So. Oh, yeah. Don't do this, bitch. Why would you do this? I'm like, that's all you have to say? Quite risky?
But they're already acting up. I saw some article about this restaurant in Houston called Pico's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Mexican restaurant in Houston. And, you know, came in and they were wiling out.
The whom?
You know, it was the whites. And they threatened to call ICE. On some of the servers and stuff like that, because they're like, let us in without these masks. If it's a private business that has the right to decide whether or not you can't, if you don't have to wear a mask, they can also mandate that you have to fucking wear a mask inside their restaurant, you ignorant bitches. I can't stand these motherfuckers. How dare you? Oh my God. Into a Mexican restaurant. If you don't take yourself to Luby's cafeteria, whatever the fuck else y'all got down there.
Shantae's not pleased by y'all in Texas
I cannot stand that shit. But yeah, so I'm interested to see what's going to happen if, you know, it just seems so irresponsible when we're so close. We're on the cusp of everybody getting this vaccine.
Truly.
And they're like, you know what?
I mean,
let's rip off this Band-Aid. Doesn't matter.
30 to 45 more days could have really saved so many more lives. Of just the mask. I mean, we've already made it this far. 30 to 45 more days would not have hurt a single soul.
Texas, if you needed any more evidence that these motherfuckers don't care about y'all. I don't know what to tell you.
You know what?
You're not reading the context clues.
I think 2021? I think 2024, Texas is going blue. You heard it
here first. I believe it. I believe that shit. They got.
Hopefully they remember what the massive fuck up this last year was for them. Hopefully, because you know, people are quick to forget.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Couple more things. I just need to pay homage to Chloe Bailey and her hips.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Stupid.
If y'all haven't seen these latest posts on Instagram, prepare to gag. It's crazy. She's just such... She's just... I love her.
They signed a Neutrogena contract today.
Perfect.
So an endorsement deal. So good for them.
Perfect for them. I wanted to address that interview with Matthew Knowles, Beyonce's father.
Oh.
He was doing some interview with journalist Leah Henry. Mm-hmm. And Leah asked him, she said, a lot of people online speculate. Obviously, Khloé and Halle are Beyonce's proteges. People constantly compare Khloé to Beyonce, a younger Beyonce. Do you see the comparison? The same thing you saw in Beyonce? Do you see that in Khloé Bailey? And he said,
what?
Are you telling me someone is idiot enough to compare her to Beyonce talent-wise? It is a yes or no. Are there people saying her talent is equal to Beyonce? They're an idiot, period. That's actually insulting to Beyonce. If you wanted to call out Barbara Streisand or some people like that, like, come on, man. I don't know what that line meant.
Yeah.
But Halle Bailey, who is the younger of the sisters,
you know we come
who
with
is
smoke.
An Aries, who we already knew was probably not meant to be fucked with, she came on Twitter and said, how amazing is it that Khloé Bailey is already an icon? Just popped in to say that. I ride for my sister to the end, okay?
As she should.
She don't play about her sister. She Y'all better not. Leave her alone.
She really does not.
And lastly.
Yeah. Do you guys have the same birthday?
Tell me it's true. Do we?
Wait, yours is the 26th?
Ebony. And this was the day that our friendship ended.
No, it's the 27th.
Yeah.
So, what? Yes.
We have the same birthday?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You said Aries. I was like, let me find out which one. Those April Aries, I stay away from them. They're crazy. You crazy too, girl. Don't you not off the hook. I'm going to leave it at that.
Did you just, got saying, don't mess with Aries. And then you're being like, what?
I retract whatever was about to come out of my mouth. Good. I'll just sit here and
good. Eat it.
Fine.
But also for the record, Ebony forgot my birthday and I just want everybody to know that.
No, I did not. I was teasing her. I know her birthday.
I'm staring straight into her face. She was dead serious.
No, I was not. You know whose birthday is the 26th?
I don't.
Who? Oh, shit. So I know your birthday. I promise you.
I never knew.
Now you know. Ooh, Mike's Super Short Show.
Scary.
I know.
So that's
the only reason I remember your birthday.
What? Just kidding. You're a bitch. Okay. Moving on to the strange science.
She's back.
News. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm telling this piece of news because I was blindsided by this. I've not apparently had my ear to the streets. So the third high altitude test of a SpaceX Starship prototype ended with a successful landing on Mars March 3rd, and then moments later ended for a second time with an explosion. Elon Musk is running SpaceX. And when I tell you I didn't know this,
yeah,
didn't know.
Did anyone die?
No, it's an unmanned because it was going to Mars. Okay. But didn't know he was already shooting shit up into space.
What? Yeah, girl.
I knew he was like into space. Didn't know he was in charge of SpaceX. Wow. I was blown. And a little bit nervous.
I briefly saw that. I had no details on it.
He scares me, bro.
He does.
He's brilliant and he scares me. Because he seems sort of unhinged.
Girl, you have to be. What? I feel like there's no in between. You have to be unhinged to think the way he thinks.
Jesus Christ. So, okay, well. So,
or maybe.
What?
Never mind. No, I won't say it. That's okay.
So although the SN10, which was the craft that was shot up to Mars, as the prototype was known, joined its two most recent predecessors in the fiery great beyond, it was still celebrated as a success for becoming the first of Elon Musk's Mars-bound Starship prototypes to stick the landing. On Tuesday, Musk took to Twitter to elaborate on why the SN10 came in a little bit too hot and clarified that a series of fixes was already in the works for the next prototype in the series, the SN11. They're about to make... They're trying to get to
They've
Mars,
They're already
bro.
Starting making babies. I know it.
What, Mars babies? Mars babies in the baby pod?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Exactly.
I'm not ready. And I'll say this. I think I've said it before.
They're getting
a bit
reckless.
I'll say it again. I'm not going to fucking Mars. I don't care if they build the dopest Dubai-style colony on Mars, bitch. I will die here on Earth.
I don't think we're seeing Mars in this lifetime. I'm beyond.
I don't know, Ebony. They're moving really quickly.
I know. I think we're at least a decade out getting to Mars.
Oh, you think
our life. Lifetime. Yeah. What do you...
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Should we make a bet? And then when we're 90, see who was right? Let's do it here in front of all the people. Pinky bet. Pinky swear bet. Okay, wait. What are you saying?
I'm saying that we're a decade out.
We're a decade out from being successful to land on Mars and... or
Oh, land? No. Like...
Wait, because we've already been on Mars.
Living on Mars.
Well, girl, that's in our lifetime.
You think so?
10 years, you said.
No, I said, oh, is that a decade? A century. I meant a century.
Okay, so Ebony thinks a century. I say 50 years. We'll still be alive. Okay.
Can you let go of my finger now?
No, wait. So we have to make an age. So, we're not the same age. Let's say 20. What's 50 years from now? Damn, what year is it? So 2071.
Jesus. No.
Yeah.
Ebony. Oh my God.
2071. I think there will be colonies on Mars.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Are you taking the bet?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Wait. Okay.
We'll decide later the stipulations, like what we want to win and whatnot.
I just want flying cars. That's what I want. But I think it would probably be bad because there's no regulating flying cars, right? Because there's...
They could do whatever they want in the sky, but that's dangerous. That's a terrible car crash.
That's what I want.
Could you imagine?
No.
That's not for me.
Couldn't.
You drive really reckless too, so... That would be like an amusement park ride with you in the sky.
I do not. I get there and back safely. Ignore her friends.
In 7 minutes.
There and back.
You're going.
There and back safely, like I said.
Okay, let's transition. That's all the news I have for this day.
Woo! Let's do it.
All right. Story time.
All right. This story is about the disappearance of Jaleek Rainwalker. He is
a beautiful name.
He is a beautiful boy. He is 12 years old. At the time, he was 5'6 and 105 pounds. He is male, missing from Greenwich, New York. Jaleek was last seen at a home belonging to his adoptive father's parents in the 10th block of Hill Street in Greenwich on November 1st, 2007. His adoptive father, Stephen Burrell Kerr, spent the night alone in the house with him. Jaleek disappeared during the night and was never seen or heard from again. Kerr says he woke up the next morning and at 7:30 a.m. found a note Jaleek left behind. It read, "Dear everybody, I'm sorry for everything. I won't be a bother anymore. Goodbye, Jaleek." Kerr reported his son missing at 8:57 a.m. He is not believed to have been carrying any cash or credit cards when he went missing. Jaleek had been living with his adoptive parents, Kerr, and his wife, Jocelyn A. McDonald, for 5 years by 2007. He was born addicted to crack cocaine and spent his early childhood in 6 different foster homes. His parents stated Jaleek had violent temper tantrums and his 4 siblings were afraid of him. Jaleek's former foster parents, Jody and Larry Schroen, who cared for him for 4 years, confirmed this, stating his outbursts could last up to an hour. They described Jaleek as a very intelligent but very troubled child. The Schroens had originally planned to adopt him, but after they attacked his daughter when he was 7, they decided he no longer could stay with them. He then went to live with Kerr and McDonald, who had 3 biological sons and 1 adopted daughter. The couple's children range in age from 8 to 9 at the time of Jaleek's disappearance. Jaleek's adoptive family led a non-traditional lifestyle at the time of his disappearance. Their home in rural Washington County, New York, had no running water. The toilets are outhouses. Its only electricity comes from a generator that runs for several hours during the day, and everyone slept in the room.
Everyone slept in one room?
In one room.
What?
The family stated that they lived this way because it was better off for the environment. A photo of the Washington County house is posted with this case summary. Jaleek's family still owns a home, but in 2008, they moved to West Rupert, Vermont. Kerr and McDonald stated Jaleek was both suicidal and homicidal at the time of his disappearance, but he wasn't taking any psychotic drugs or receiving any therapy for his mental conditions. On October 23rd, a little over a week prior to Jaleek's disappearance, Kerr called a crisis hotline and said his son was unmanageable. Kerr stated Jaleek had threatened a small child in his homeschool group and McDonald was afraid and did not want him at home. Kerr said that he and his wife wanted to reverse the adoption. The crisis worker said it was not possible to reverse the adoption and suggested respite care instead.
Wait, what does that mean?
What does the care mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. Respite care is planned or emergency temporary care provided to caregivers of children or adults. So basically, if you just need like a minute away from your peoples, okay, you can call them in.
Ooh.
It's a short-term relief for primary caregivers.
Okay.
That's a better way to say it. Jaleek was sent to the home of Elaine and John Persons, licensed foster parents who had provided respite care for him in the past. They kept him until November 1st, then gave him back to Kerr, who planned to send him to another respite home the next day. This was the day Jaleek was reported missing. An extensive search of the area turned up no indication of Jalik's whereabouts. Within a few days, police announced they thought he could have been met with foul play, since it was unlikely that a child of that age could survive on his own. The possibilities that Jalik ran away or committed suicide have not been ruled out, however. McDonald took a polygraph test in this case, but Kerr, her husband, refused to take one. Both parents maintained their innocence in this case and stated they believe their son simply ran away. They suggested he might be living with an African-American family or gang, as Jalik had always considered himself Black rather than biracial and had wanted to live with other African-Americans.
Oh, so this was white family.
Yes. I'm glad I didn't say that before and you came up on that. I like that.
Wait, I can ask one more question?
Yeah.
Can you remind me how old he was when this was happening, Jalik?
12.
Okay.
The person said the farewell note Jalik supposedly left on the night he vanished was not a goodbye note, but rather a letter he was assigned to write by his father for homework. Kerr allegedly told his son to write a note apologizing to the people he had harmed, and Tom saw him writing it, although he did not actually read it. Elaine and Tom believe this was the note found after Jalik vanished. Elaine, several of Jalik's former foster parents, and his adoptive paternal grandparents had started a website publicizing Jalik's disappearance. Elaine wrote she believed Kerr harmed Jalik on the day he went missing and caused his disappearance. In January 2008, police named Kerr as a person of interest in Jalik's disappearance. They stated they had video surveillance footage of Kerr driving his van around Greenwich after midnight on the night of Jalik's disappearance, at a time Kerr said he was asleep. Cell phone records also indicate Kerr took a different route to the house than he had said. Investigators appealed for information on Kerr's whereabouts on November 1st and November 2nd. In February of 2008, police conducted a search warrant on Kerr's father's home where Jalik was staying the night he disappeared. They seized a computer to try to determine if the machine was used to write the alleged goodbye letter, but couldn't prove or disprove the theory. Days after the search, Kerr and McDonald filed a lawsuit against the police department alleging they had been illegally detained and the search was improper. Jalik's adoptive maternal grandmother, Barbara Reilly, had been active in the search for him and filed for custody of him after his disappearance, but was denied. In July 2008, she was charged with burglarizing Kerr and McDonald's home. Reilly had pleaded not guilty. Shortly after the burglary, police went to the home and removed a piece of clothing for testing. They said Reilly had seen the clothing while she was inside. In a media interview, Reilly said it was a yellow fleece shirt Jalik has said to have been wearing when he disappeared. Photographs of Reilly, Kerr, and McDonald are posted online if you want to see this. In a media interview, Reilly stated Kerr had anger management issues and had been going to counseling for them, and that McDonald had made him move out of the family home for brief periods twice in 2007 because of his aggressive behavior towards the children. Reilly says she witnessed one incident where Kerr became angry with Jalik, dragged him outside, and repeatedly dunked him in a nearby creek. As of right now, they believe Jalik may be in New York cities of Albany or Altamont. Authorities stated that they have little evidence as to his fate, and no one has been charged in connection with this case, but foul play is suspected in his disappearance. I believe his adoptive father, Kerr, killed him and rid of the body.
This is some bullshit.
People be failing these babies, man.
This is like the reality, the sad reality of foster care and just the foster system in this country in general. There's no, these kids, it's like almost like they don't have any rights. They don't have, so many of them have fucked up lives or are being hurt or, mm-hmm. you know, molested or mm-hmm. just crazy shit like this. And mm-hmm. it's like, he needed help. Mm-hmm. He needed to be in the care of a therapist of some kind, maybe on medication, maybe not. But of mm-hmm. course he's got anger. Mm-hmm. Are you surprised that he's got anger issues and he grew up in the foster care system?
For sure.
Like, somebody help him. Yeah. I can't, this is unbelievable.
I think the grandmother moved in too late. Like, you saw all Absolutely. Of these things happen and now you're wanting us to, now you know, empathize missing. With you. Like, oh, my grandson's missing. And it's like, lady, you knew what was happening. You knew what your son-in-law was doing mm-hmm. to this little boy. It's all of it's, again, unfortunate. This story is from the charlieproject.org. He's still missing as of November 1st, 2007. As of right now, he would be 25 years old. Oh, he's just this beautiful boy with this golden hair.
So I'm taking he's it so he's, beautiful. He was half Black and half white.
Yes.
That also, And that's a huge point of contention for me. And I know it's like a slippery slope or, you know, a thin line or whatever. But with these adoptive processes where you're getting these white families who are mm-hmm. taking in, you know, children of color of varying kinds. And it's like, if you're not prepared yourself to assist this child mm-hmm. through their life with the tribulations that they're going to go through, being whatever ethnicity they are that you aren't. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you want them to be adopted, right? You want them to have a family, but it's like, do the research, help yourself understand shit so they don't have to go through craziness and be confused their whole lives and have to heal from your bullshit when they're in their 20s. And like, it's really just a fucked up.
Situation. And he'd been passed. I mean, this was the third home that he was on. He'd been definitely just moved around, and some people just failed him.
Yeah, they really did.
Really and truly, they failed this little boy.
And that man, that man definitely killed him and put him somewhere.
He did.
I hope they dragged the creek, honestly. There's a creek like by their house. I hope they, you know.
I don't know what I thought you said.
Sorry. Has so many meanings these days. But you know how they.
Yeah.
Is that the right word? They drag the bottom of a lake or a creek.
Oh, like comb it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I hope they did that. Because I know. When you said creek, I was like, that's where he is.
Oh my gosh.
Ebony, you were not supposed to be coming with these little baby stories.
The kids always jump out to me. There was another. Oh, girl, I could tell you the story about this. This Japanese cannibalist.
What? Oh, bitch. Can you save the story for next time?
I was going to do it today, but I was like... Mm.
Are you saying cannibalism?
Yes, he's a cannibal.
Tell the story next time.
Okay.
Because I can't take more of this today.
I know.
I'm real sad.
I was going to do two. I was like, this one's short. But dude, that one was going to fuck you up. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, you guys know what to expect in a couple of weeks.
I'm just...
Ebony's going to fuck us up with the cannibalism. I'm honestly excited, though. I mean, that's crazy. Cannibalism. But the stories about the children really it's a lot.
I just love them and I just want attention to be drawn to them. And I don't know, some random chance someone listens to this and knows something. And then
what was his name? Jalik Rainwater.
Rainwalker.
Rainwalker?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That's just... I'm going to say rest in peace, little baby, because I don't think...
Damn, Shantae.
I'm sorry. I really think his adopted dad did that shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to take a lie detector test. Fuck you.
Yeah, he did.
Also, I didn't know you could decline that.
You can.
So who would ever take it?
People who believe themselves to be innocent or sociopaths who believe they can
pass that shit. Exactly. You fucking psychos.
But I mean, there's so many. Well, I was watching Unsolved Mysteries last night.
I don't know why you did that.
I know. Did you watch it?
This shit is creepy.
Did you see the one with, it was like I forget what his name is. Oh my God. But he had killed 71 prostitutes in one area.
No.
It's like episode 7 or whatnot. This guy had killed 71 women. That's after he had raped them and strangled them with his bare hands. Mm, it was sick. What I was getting at was that there's so many places to hide bodies around creeks like that because when they finally got to him, because they had him, I think, 10 years prior and then no physical evidence. And then they got a lead. And then one of his victims, who he thought he had killed, was able to identify him.
Oh,
and so
shit.
That was like 10 years later. And they finally got him. And he mentions 48. And then later on in the interview, as it goes on, it just kept growing. Then he said like 60 something and finally came clean and was like, it's 71. And so there were so many bodies that he had not been found. And so he had to show them where they were. And went and they were able to uncover four new bodies of people that families had no idea where they were.
Oh my God.
But he admitted to 71. And he would throw them in like creeks and stuff like that. And then he would say, this is the part that's going to fuck you up. I'm sorry. So when they're in the creeks that long, he said, your skin starts
coming
off your body.
You didn't say anything about the police for Jalik looking in the creek.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they did. Because that's...
I feel like bodies in creeks surface, though.
Oh.
They surface. I mean, there's only so much you can do to weigh them down. Eventually, they start to swell.
Good God,
I'm really dark right now. And they will come to the surface.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, I was just going to recommend, if you guys obviously are listening to the show, you know, you're interested in these types of stories. The Little Things, the film that just came out with, it's Denzel Washington, Jared Leto, and Rami Malek.
Ooh.
That's one for your ass. You won't be stressed. I'm going to tell you that. Watch that. Jared Leto is prime time creepy in that. Shout out to his makeup artist, because I feel like all they, I don't know what they did. Homeboy is haunting. He's got, they definitely like gave him brown contacts.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what else they did to his face, but he's scary, haunting. Right?
Yeah, he is. He's very scary.
Whoa. And
all of them did a really great job.
They did. It's very interesting. It's interesting. It's very interesting. Check that out.
Fun dip.
Okay, so this fun dip, I found it on Instagram. It tickled me because it's pertaining sort of to Women's History Month. And so I said, we shall shout it out. So it's on the page. Her name is Shia. She goes by Shia Angelou, but it's at Kashi Yavichi, K-A-S-H-I-Y-A-V-I-C-I. Okay, so she said, I just do not care anymore. Respectfully, I do not care. When I present myself with consideration and you immediately meet me with manipulation, mad at the truth, annoyed because a woman has a point, projecting on the undeserving and led by toxic ego, I will not care anymore. I'm not shrinking for you. I'm not exhausting myself for you. I'm not bearing the truth for you to like me better. I'm not adding LOL to placate your insecurity. Mm-hmm. I'm not pretending you have a point for less tension in the exchange. I don't care if you don't like me after the exchange. I'm not changing myself when you refuse to even be mindful of yourself. I'm not giving you any extra credit that you have not deserved. Mm-hmm. I'm not excusing myself for your disrespect. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not shrinking for shit. I'm not worried about boys liking me. I'm not asking to be chose. I do not fit one category. I'm not your subordinate. You don't verify nor certify a thing for me. You've been talking forever. Whatever I say now won't stop you. You're not healed. You're done affecting me. My mental health has already taken too many tolls for others. That's over. I am elite. I am excellence. I am worthy. I am magical. I am amazing. I am godly. I am outside of the box. I am unique. I am truth. I am freedom. I am not to be controlled. I am love. I am gold. I am honey. I am breath. I am secure. You question yourself. I'm good. And that's on International Women's Day.
Wow. That was amazing.
Right. She drops gems. Go ahead and follow her on Instagram.
What's her name?
She goes by Shia Angelou. S-H-I-Y-A Angelou. Okay. But yeah. That's that on that. Any other news you want to share?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right, guys. As always,
thank you.
We love
y'all.
Thank you for listening. Please
like, comment, subscribe.
Follow us on. Wait, what is that for? Like, comment, subscribe.
YouTube.
Oh, okay. We're not there yet. But just wait.
Wait, pun it.
Follow us at 6 Feet Forever on Instagram and Twitter. And what's the other one? Oh, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts if that's where you listen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. Be blessed. Take care of yourselves.
Have a good day.
And we'll talk to y'all next
week. And if
week.
You can't, don't you dare go messing up nobody else's.
And that's on Tabitha Brown.
And her fun ass husband. Okay, bye.
Bye.